Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Ahalis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, B'ezes Hashem Yisbarach, we begin our new Masechta. Shnayim, Tmeyim B'meis, there's a case where if a person becomes Tamei B'meis, he can be Tamei one more person or one more Keli. But that one more person or one more Keli can't be Matama a third Keli. So I only have two, meaning to say, in some cases, there are only two steps. A person touches a mace, he becomes tame, and that person touches another person, step two, or that person that touched a mace touches a keli, that person or keli becomes tame, and that's it. That second person, or that keli, is not going to be matama a third person or keli. So again, shnayim tmeyim b'mace. Reuven touches the mace, Reuven is Tame. Shimon comes into contact with Reuven, Shimon is Tame. Or a Keli comes into contact with Reuven, the Keli is Tame. But no step three. Should Levi come into contact with Shimon, he will not be Tame. Even in this case where Reuven and Shimon are Tame, they don't have the same level of Tumah. Echad Tame Tumah Shiva. One is Tame for 7 days. That's Reuven who actually touched the mace. The Echa Tamei Tumas Erev. And one is only Tamei for the day. Reuven, who touched the mace, he is going to be Tamei for at least 7 days. And on day number 3 and day number 7, you have to spritz on him the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Shimon, who came into contact with Reuven, whoever is only Tamei for the day, he toivels himself. At night, he becomes Tahar. Sometimes you can have a case where Shloisha Tameim B'mace, where there are three steps. In other words, it's not just Reuven and Shimon that could become Tame, but it's possible you can have three steps. And the third thing, I'm saying thing, person, we're soon going to see the difference between Adam and Keli, but three steps away from the mace could become Tame. Sometimes Shloisha Tameyim B'mace, Shnayim, the first two are Tamei and Tumah Shiva Tame for 7 days, the Echad and one of them, meaning number three in this case, Tamei Tumah Sarvis Tame for the day. Oh, but it can never be more than three, right? No. Sometimes arba tmeyin b'meis. You can have a case where there's a fourth that becomes tame. There's what comes into contact with the mace. There's what comes into contact with what came into contact with the mace. There's what comes into contact with what came into contact that came into contact with the mace, and even a fourth one. Shloisha, the first three are tmeyin tumah shiva tamer for 7 days. And again, day number 3 and 7, you have to sprinkle on them the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. The Echa Tamei Tumas Arev. And the last one, number 4 in this case, would be Tamei just for the day. Don't get nervous. We're just doing the Iver now. The subsequent Mishnayos are going to explain every single case. So let's begin with the first of the four cases. Ketzach 9. When is it only step 1 and step 2? Sakta Mishnah. Adam Anageya B'meis. The mace is an Aviyah Vais HaTum, highest level of Tum. If Reuven touches the mace, he becomes an Av HaTum. V'tamei Tumas Shiva, he's an Av HaTum, he's Tumah for 7 days. V'odam HaNageya Bai, but Shimon, who comes into contact with Reuven, Shimon is number 2 here, he goes down to Rishon LeTumah, and as a result, V'tamei Tumas Arev, he is only Tumah for the day. At night, he becomes Tahar. So what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learn sometimes it's just 1, 2, and 3 is not Tomei at all. The one that came into contact directly with the mace, he's an Avatoma. 2 that touched him is a Rishon Latoma. 3 is not Tomei at all. Sometimes you have a case where 3 is Tomei, and sometimes you have a case where even a 4th will be Tomei. Where are those cases where even a 3rd or 4th would be Tamei? That we're going to see, B'az Hashem Yisbarach, in the next Mishnayos. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. If not, you can listen. How do we know that if a person touches a mace, he's Tamei for 7 days? Because the Pasuk says, HaNageya B'meis L'chol Nefesh Adam V'Tamei Shivas Yamim. The mace is an Aviyah V'Aisa Tumah. The person or Keli that touches the mace is an Avatumah, and an Avatumah is Tamei for 7 days. How do I know the person that touches the Avatum is only a Rishon LeTumah, and he's only Tamei for the day? Because the Pasuk says, Va'nefesh Hanagas, the person that touches a person that touched the mace, Shimon who touched Reuven, who touched the mace, titma ad ha'aref, he's only tummy until the evening. He toivels himself, and he's tor in the evening. So we know that the second person, Shimon, who touches Reuven, is just a rishon l'tuma. Again, the mace is an avi avos ha'tuma. Reuven, who touches the mace, is a av ha'tuma. Av ha'tuma is tummy for 7 days. And Shimon, who comes into contact with Reuven, is a rishon l'tuma. And he can no longer be matama, levi, or other kalim. Let me also tell you that we're talking about a case where when Shimon touched Reuven, Reuven was no longer touching the mace. As Isaac the Batanura. If Reuven is touching the mace, and while Reuven is touching the mace, Shimon touches Reuven, then Shimon is also an avatoma, but we'll see more about that later. But if Shimon was not touching Reuven when Reuven touched the mace, in other words, Reuven first let go of the mace, and then he came into contact with Shimon, Shimon goes down to Rishon Letuma, he is not tummy for 7 days, just tummy for the day, he toivels himself in the mikveh, and then he's tar.